Today, we'd like to see the title of humble in Luke chapter 14, verses 1 to 14. To online with people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, now it happens as he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath, that they watched him closely. How many times had Jesus eaten with a Pharisee so far? And why did they watch him closely? Question 2, in verse 3. And Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? What are wrong for their interpretation of the Sabbath day? Last question in verse 10. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, so that when he invited you comes, he may say to you, friend, go up higher. Then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you. What is the basic principle and how should we do? The interpretation of Pharisees is to add their tradition to the word of God. For example, today in a kosher law, the tradition not to eat meat with the dairy product was developed from the interpretation of Exodus chapter 34, verse 26, you shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. Therefore, Jewish people are prohibited to eat chicken meat and milk, beef with cheese, and so on. For example, cheese or beef hamburger, prohibited. Chicken sandwich with milk, prohibited too. There are no any human thoughts such as opinions, philosophy, tradition, or even sermon, equal to or above the word of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Verse 1, now it happened as Jesus went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath. This is the third time to eat with a Pharisee. Yet they watched him closely in order to test the Sabbath day. First time was invited by a Pharisee to Jesus. Why first time to test a sinner's touching Jesus? Then in Luke chapter 7, verse 36 up to 47. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him. And Jesus went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair over her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisees who had invited Jesus so this, he spoke to himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching Jesus, for she is a sinner. And Jesus knew his heart, answered and said to him, Simon the Pharisee, I have something to say to you. So he said, teacher, say, There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii golden coin, and the other 50 denarii. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon the Pharisee answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And Jesus said to him, You have rightly answered. Then Jesus turned to the woman and said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair over her head. You gave me no kiss for greeting, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. Also, Luke chapter 11, verse 37 up to 41. That is the second time visitation to eat with the Pharisees. Second time, in order to test the washing hands before eating. As Jesus spoke, a certain Pharisee asked Jesus to dine with him. So Jesus went in and sat down to eat. When the Pharisees saw it, he marveled that Jesus had not first washed before dinner. Then the Lord said to him, Now you Pharisees, make the outside of the cup and dish clean, but your inward part is full of greed and wickedness. Foolish ones, did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But later give alms of such things as you have, then indeed all things are clean to you. So this time is third time to invite Jesus by a Pharisee in order to test the Sabbath violation. Then is verse 2, and behold, look, there was a certain man before him who had a dropsy. Dropsy, medical term, we know this author, Luke. Luke is a physician, so he used the medical term, dropsy. What is a dropsy? Modern word we call edema, a swelling of the body caused by retention of excessive liquid. So they set up the dropsy patient before Jesus on the Sabbath day to test Jesus to heal him on the Sabbath. Verse 3, and Jesus answering, Jesus is God who knows their heart or plot. So spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? Sabbath, the Hebrew word, means to rest from labor. Because of God's creation for 6 days and rested on the seventh day, they must take rest on the seventh day, Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, and they all together must worship God, giving thanks for God's creation for 6 days. On the seventh day is worship all together day. Remember the seventh day to keep it holy. The fourth commandment, Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Pharisees' interpretation, literal interpretation, without consideration of a patient, blurs a tradition. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3 to 6. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, writing not with ink, but by the Spirit of a living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart. Here, the dropsy patient is there, but the Pharisee doesn't consider about dropsy patient at all. Just the literal interpretation. But disciple Paul, inspired by Holy Spirit, said, on table of a flesh, that is of the heart, and we have such a trust through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Also, Pharisee interpretation added their tradition to the Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 11, the first commandment. So that is, we can see verse 5, allow is a domestic animal to be led into give water, you know, kind of thing. We are reading continually. So therefore, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2, God said, you shall not add to the word. God is not allowed to add to the word of God, but Pharisee added to tradition. To the word of God, which I command you, nor take from it, or nor delete to, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. So, verse 4, but they kept silent, and Jesus took him and healed him and let him go. So Jesus healed the dropsy patient on the Sabbath day. Why? See verse 5. Then Jesus answered them, saying, which of you, having a donkey or an ox that has fallen into a pit, will not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day? Their interpretation allowed a domestic animal fallen into a pit or a well to be taken out immediately. Amen. But a man is more valuable than an animal. So why not? Luke chapter 13, verse 15. The Lord then answered him and said, hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey, domestic animal, from the stall or cage and lead it away to water it? Matthew chapter 12, verse 11 and 12. And Jesus said to them, what man is there among you who has one sheep, and if it falls into a pit or a well on the Sabbath day, will not lay hold of it and lift it out? Of how much more value then is a man than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath day. So also, Jesus is the Lord, Master, Maker, or Controller of the Sabbath. Matthew chapter 12, verse 8. For the Son of Man is the Lord, even over Sabbath. Simply, Jesus created, made the Sabbath. We know that Jesus created the heavens and earth too, because Trinity God, you know, one of them, obviously the Son of God there. So obviously Jesus made the Sabbath day, the rest day too. So therefore, any day when Christ controls me is the Sabbath day, or the rest day to me. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Or a Sabbath, I will give you rest. So next question, Jewish people all together come to worship often on seventh day or Saturday, but in New Testament, we often all together worship on Sunday, not Saturday. We all together worship on the day after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn. Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 and 9. Why? When Jesus resurrected the day after the Sabbath, when Jesus resurrected and first eyewitnesses worshiped Jesus. So Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 and 9. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week, that is Sunday, began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. Then verse 9, and at the day, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to tell his disciples, "Look, Jesus met them, saying, 'Rejoice,'" because Jesus is a source of joy, so rejoice. So they, meaning Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, or eyewitness of Jesus' resurrection, came and held Jesus by the feet and worshiped him. So that's why in New Testament, most Christians worship all together on Sunday. Sunday is a resurrection day. So it's, without resurrection, our faith would be futile. So resurrection is more important than Saturday. But you may worship any day. That is the bottom line too. Verse 6, and they could not answer him regarding this thing. So about Jesus healing the dropsy patient to violate the seventh commandment. Then verse 7, so Jesus told a parable. So Jesus gave a parable. There is a certain basic principle there. To those who were invited, when he not here, Jesus was invited by a Pharisee to eat the meal together. But Jesus gave parable. When Jesus noted how they chose the best places or the most honorable places, saying to them, "When you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best place. Do not seek preeminence. Do not seek honor or self-glory." So which meaning, be humble before the Lord. "So, and he who invited you and him come and say to you, 'Give a place to this man,' and then you begin with shame to take the lowest place." So shameful to go to the lowest place from the best place before people, invitees. So that is a public shameful. Verse 10. "But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, so that when he who invites you comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, go up higher.' Then you will have glory in the presence of those invitees who sit at the table with you." So its basic principle is verse 11, "For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." So be humble before the Lord. James chapter 4, verse 6. "God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." James chapter 4, verse 10. "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up." Amen. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lawlessness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself." It is a sin, those who sought the preeminence were abased, such as politicians, movie stars, sport heroes, financiers, or ministries. So one example, chapter 3, the third John, chapter 1, verse 9, John Apostle wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them. So this guy loves a public, you know, celebrity. You know. So that's why does not receive us, does not receive, you know, John Apostle and other, you know, co-ministers as well. But in the Bible, we don't know, you know, Diotrephes who really, you know, look for the public celebrity. So right now, but here, so how should we do? Be humble before the Lord, which means first acknowledge your sinfulness before the Lord, acknowledge your limitation before the Lord. Acknowledge your given talents by God and use them for His glory, not your self-glory, your preeminence, where people are in need. So then, verse 12, then he also said to him who invited him, when you give a dinner or supper, do not ask your friends, your brothers, your relatives, nor rich neighbors, lest they also invite you back, and you are repaid. Those who are able to recompensate you. So then meaning you would receive earthly rewards. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed or the crippled, the lame, the blind. Those who are not able to repay you or are not able to recompensate you. Not earthly rewards to be paid back, but heavenly rewards. Verse 14. And you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, because you shall be repaid in the future at the resurrection of the just when you meet the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. That's a basic principle. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19-20. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. Lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Let's see each question answer in verse 1. Now it happened as he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath, that they watched him closely. How many times had Jesus eaten with the Pharisees? So far, the third time now. So here, why did they watch him closely? In order to test whether or not Jesus healed the dropsy patient, constituting the violation of the Sabbath. Question 2, in verse 3. Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? What are wrong for their interpretation of the Sabbath? Pharisees' interpretation to prompt, first of all, they add their tradition, such as on Sabbath day, allow domestic animal, you know, giving water, allow or domestic animals fallen into the well, so allow, you know, take them out, you know, even on Saturday, Sabbath day, but not allow healing people and kind of thing. So add up the tradition to the word of God, the Bible. So that's a problem. Also, number 2 problem, literal problem. No, you know, spirit at all, no heart at all, without consideration the ill patient, you know, suffering, you know, heart, no compassion. So literal interpretation. That is a problem. Question 3 in verse 10. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest place, so that when he who invited you comes, he may say to you, friend, go up higher. Then you will have glory in the presence of those who sit at the table with you. What is the basic principle? That is verse 11. Jesus explained there, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So that's a basic principle, that meaning be humble before the Lord. How should we do? So be humble before the Lord, acknowledge our sinfulness before the Lord and our limitation. So we have a lot of mistakes. And then our given talents, all talents coming from the Lord, then use them for God's glory, not for self-benefit, self-glory, self-preeminence, where people are in need. That is, we should do so. Okay, let's just sing song all together, page 2, number 3.